This is the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky, and this is the 12-minute shiur number one, the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur. It's a well-known fact that it's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, the 10th day of the 7th month. That's the month we call Tishri. What's less well-known is that it's also a mitzvah, not exactly a commandment, but a highly recommended practice, to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, the 9th day of Tishri, the day leading up to Kol Nidre in the evening. We learned this in the texts on line 3 through 8 of the source sheet from the Shulchan Aruch, which tells us, Mitzvah le'echol ba'erev Yom Kippurim u'laharbot basu'uda. It is a mitzvah to eat and to arrange a large feast, laharbot basu'uda, on the day before Yom Kippur. And as Rabbi Moshe Isserlides adds in his gloss to the passage, Va'asul lehitanot bo, it is forbidden to fast on that day. In other words, Erev Yom Kippur, the 9th of Tishri, is considered a half holiday. It's not a real holiday, we're not forbidden to work on that day, but it is a day on which it's appropriate to celebrate and inappropriate to fast. Now, why that is, we learn from the next two passages. We begin with the biblical verse, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. That's on lines 13 through 19 of the source sheet. Shabbat Shabbaton hu lachem, ve'initem et nafshotechem batisha lechodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatchem. It, that is Yom Kippur, shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for you. You shall afflict yourselves on the 9th of the month at evening. From evening to evening you shall observe your Sabbath. Now, the rabbis understand the phrase afflict yourselves, ve'initem et nafshotechem, to include fasting and the other familiar acts of self-denial that we practice traditionally on Yom Kippur. Notice that the verse says, you shall afflict yourselves on the 9th of the month, batisha, lechodesh. Wait a minute, that's wrong. Don't we fast on the 10th, not the 9th? Well, actually, the wording of the verse is not really a problem. It's telling us that the fast of Yom Kippur does begin on the 9th day of Tishri, at evening, ba'erev, that is, as the 9th day becomes the 10th day, Yom Kippur itself, at sundown. But look at how the rabbis read that same verse in the Talmud passage from Tractate Rosh Hashanah. That's the one on lines 23 through 32. Detani tani chia barav midifti v'initem et nafshotechem batisha. A baraita recited by chia barav of Difti, quoting the Leviticus verse, you shall afflict yourselves on the 9th of the month, and he stops the quote there. The question then is asked, v'chi batisha mit'anin, what, are we supposed to fast on the 9th? V'halo ba'asiri mit'anin, no, we fast on the 10th, which is the same question that we asked a few moments ago. And here's the answer that the rabbis give, ela lomar lecha, rather, the verse comes to teach us, Kol ha'ochel v'shote batshi'i, if one eats and drinks on the 9th day of the month, Erev Yom Kippur, ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki'ilu hit'ana b'tshi'i v'asiri. Scripture regards that person as having fasted on both the 9th and the 10th. Someone who talk about gaining extra mitzvah points there. Someone who has really done extra in going all out to observe the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. As the rabbis read the verse then, we are supposed to feast on the day before Yom Kippur. Now, we're supposed to feast on the day before Yom Kippur, not simply to fortify ourselves for the fast the next day. I mean, that makes practical sense, but that's not what this text is saying. We're supposed to feast because feasting and celebration on the ninth of Tishrei are written into the rules concerning Yom Kippur itself. They're part of the constitution, if you will. Now, some suggest that we feast on the day before Yom Kippur, especially at the Seuda Mafseket, the meal we eat in the late afternoon before Kol Nidre, as a sign of our joy at the knowledge that Harachaman, God, the All-Merciful One, will certainly grant us atonement for our sins when we ask for it the next day on Yom Kippur itself. So, rejoicing is appropriate at this moment, but lest we get carried away with this rejoicing, let's consider the next Talmudic text. This is from Tractate Yoma, Daf 87, sides A and B, and that's on lines 36 through 44 of the source sheet. Tanu Rabbanan, Mitzvat vidui erev Yom HaKippurim im Chashecha. Okay? A Baraita tells us it is a mitzvah to recite confession, the vidui, on the eve of Yom Kippur at nightfall. Okay? And the confession is this great prayer in which we detail all of our sins before God in alphabetical order. And Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, we say, we have been guilty, we have dealt treacherously before you, etc., etc., for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And then a longer version of the confession immediately follows, Al Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha, for the sin which we have sinned before you. And that's a list of sins which is also alphabetical. That entire thing is called the vidui, the confession. And the text is telling us that the mitzvah of confession takes place Erev Yom Kippurim im Hashecha on Erev Yom Kippur at nightfall, apparently talking about Ma'ariv, the evening service. Now back up to the text. Aval Amru Chachamim Yitvade Kodem Sheochal V'yishte Shema Titarev Da'ato Basu'uda. But the sages said, one should recite the vidui before eating and drinking. And what they're talking about here is the Seuda Mafseket, the feast before nightfall on the eve of Yom Kippur, lest one become distracted during the feast. So let's back up a moment. We recite the vidui five times traditionally on Yom Kippur itself, beginning with Ma'ariv, the evening service, and then going on the next day, Shacharit, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, the concluding service. In Reform tradition, Musaf drops out, so we recite the vidui in Reform congregations four times. That's on Yom Kippur itself. But the rabbis ordained an extra confession. We should recite a vidui even before Yom Kippur begins. And indeed, before the big feast, which it is a mitzvah for us to arrange on Erev Yom Kippur, because we might be distracted. Now, what sort of distraction are the rabbis worried about? They don't say, the text doesn't specify. But Rashi comes along and explains that the rabbis fear that one will become intoxicated during the meal, and that makes sense because, remember, it's a mitzvah le'echol ve'lishtot, to eat and to drink on the ninth of Tishrei. And by drinking, they mean intoxicating beverages, they mean wine. And if you do that, you might be unable to recite the vidui, the confession, when Yom Kippur begins. You might sleep through Ma'ariv. Or you at least might not be able to concentrate your attention to recite the vidui in a manner that is really proper. So the rabbis thought better to recite a vidui before the meal, just in case our feasting gets out of hand. Perhaps, having recited the confession at that time, an individual will be reminded that a most solemn and serious occasion will occur once the meal is concluded, and therefore hold back a little bit on his or her rejoicing, eating and drinking during the meal itself. In other words, there's an obvious tension between the mitzvah to atone for our sins on Yom Kippur and the mitzvah le'echol v'lishtot, to eat and to drink, and l'harbot su'uda, to rejoice on Erev Yom Kippur, a tension between these two mitzvot. Even though we trust in God to hear our confessions and our prayers the next day, there's an understandable fear that our trust and the joy that naturally results from that trust will end up distracting us, diverting our attention from the serious work we have to do once evening comes. So the moral of the story, yep, it is a mitzvah to eat and to drink, laharbot su'uda, to arrange a feast on Erev Yom Kippur. But it's also a mitzvah to put a lid on it, to celebrate with moderation and with mindfulness, as befits the most solemn time of the year. This has been the 12-minute shiur, number one, the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur, from the Freehof Institute of Progressive Halacha.